Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
October 15, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning once more, and once more welcome to our Bible study online. To situate our reflection today, this Friday, October 13, is a three-in-one day. First of all, it's the 13th of the month, and it is Friday. Siete Viernes, they say, is very unlucky day. But we say no, it's a very lucky day, because Our Lady appeared to those three shepherd children, now saints, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, at Fatima, precisely on every 13th day of the month, for six times. May 13, June 13, July 13, August 13, September 13, and October 13, 1917, 106 years ago. And so, in our archdiocese, the Archdiocesan Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima in Basak, Mandawi, is celebrating today their parish fiesta. So we wish them all a happy fiesta. We are still within the so-called ordinary time. And during this ordinary time, it's the 28th weekday, or we shall still be meditating on, reflecting on the third mystery of light, Jesus proclaiming the kingdom of heaven on earth. So the gospel assigned for this coming Sunday, the 28th Sunday in ordinary time, is Saint Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 10, the short form. And of course, together with this Matthew Gospel, we shall be reading also the Gospel according to Mark chapter 10 and St. Luke chapter 17. But now let us first pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and follow it and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we'll find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now let us read from our Bibles or listen to the reading of Matthew 22, verses 1 to 10.
Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, "Tell those invited, 'Behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.'" Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, "The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, and invite to the feast whomever you find." The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests.
Thank you, Ms. Bastille, for reading the short form of the Gospel of our Lord, written by Matthew, which is also written, by the way, by Saint Luke. To understand this parable, we must first say that when Jesus told this parable, a made-up story about a wedding feast given by a king to his friends, the way they invite people was this. Even before the date of the feast or the wedding was set, invitations were extended to relatives and friends. And once the set is, the date is set, and the banquet is prepared, they summon those invited. But we are told that the invited guests ignored the invitation and went their way. They therefore did not deserve to come to the wedding feast. But that is not my point. My point I'd like to drive home is this, that once the king ordered the servants to go out to the main roads and invite people from all walks of life, gather them and bring them in, and we are told that the banquet hall was filled with such people, good and bad alike. What therefore did Jesus mean? At that time, he was trying to mean that his kingdom of heaven on earth, which is actually his church that he has founded, is open to all people, good or bad. That is the picture that Jesus tried to give to his disciples then. When Matthew wrote this down, when he recorded this parable of the wedding feast, the readers, of course, were different from the listeners to Christ, because Matthew wrote this parable after maybe the year 70, after the destruction of Jerusalem. So now in the year 2023, when we read the parable, what exactly are the lessons, positive and practical, that we may study and learn? Precisely this. If the hall was filled with people, good and bad, That is also precisely how the kingdom of heaven on earth, how the church is made up of. The church, the kingdom of heaven on earth, is made up of people, good and bad. Precisely, with other parables, Jesus was describing his church, his kingdom. The kingdom of heaven on earth, or the church, is like the fishing net. The fishing net, once thrown into the deep sea, catches good and bad fish. The church, the kingdom of heaven on earth, is like the open field where the seeds of wheat and the seeds of weeds grow together. The kingdom of heaven on earth, the church, is like also a bridal entourage where five bridesmaids are wise and five foolish. Lastly, the kingdom of heaven on earth, the church, is made up like the sheepfold. In and out of the sheepfold, the goats and the sheep flock together. So this is the picture of the kingdom of heaven on earth, the picture of the church. We coexist, the good and the bad. What therefore, or who therefore, are the good and the bad that are members of the church, that are subjects of the kingdom? We learn some answer in the Gospel Cycle B according to Mark. Mark, in his chapter 10, precisely tells us about a man, a very young man, already very rich. But he wanted to be more than just being a rich man. So he approached Jesus and asked him, "How can I precisely go to heaven, become a member of the church, how can a subject of the kingdom?" And Jesus said, "First, you observe, obey the Ten Commandments." But I said, "Lord, I have become rich because precisely I have observed those Ten Commandments. I am that good." But Jesus said, "Okay, if you really want to be perfect, you have many possessions. Detach yourself from them. Sell them and give the money to the poor." We are told, according to Mark, the young rich man went away very sad because he was so attached to his possessions, he could not let them go. Those are the people then, people who are rich but greedy and selfish, and people who are poor and needy. There are few rich who are greedy and the many poor who are needy. That's the answer to the question, who are the good and the bad in the kingdom, in the church? And St. Luke, in his chapter 17, tells us about other people who are members of the church. Remember, when Jesus was walking around, 10 lepers approached him. Together, they asked him, "Lord, son of David, you make us clean. And Jesus said, okay. Since he was moved with pity, he said, okay. I order you to go to the priest who will certify that you are cleansed. And indeed, as they went along on the road, they were all cleansed. Now, when in that situation, on the road, after leaving Jesus, going to the priest, one was challenged to order his priorities, and he was a Samaritan. Immediately, he put God before man. He put Jesus before the priest. And so, immediately, he returned to Jesus to give thanks to God and to believe in Jesus. He observed an order of priorities, God before man and faith above reason. That's why Jesus said, your faith has saved you, meaning has made you different, has set you apart from them, from the thankless. So who are the people who belong to the church, to belong to the kingdom of heaven on earth? In this gospel, according to St. Luke, the thankful and the thankless, the grateful and the ungrateful, together we are in within the kingdom of heaven and the church on earth. The question is, okay, we coexist, the good and the bad, within the church, within the kingdom. What, therefore, are we expected to do? How can we coexist, the good and the bad fish, the wheat and the weeds, the wise and the foolish virgins, the sheep and the goats? We must therefore try to work with Jesus. Jesus, living up to his name precisely, has come, he says, to save the sinners, the bad, and precisely to challenge the good to become better. So salvation that Jesus brought about is precisely the change from bad to good and from good to better. That is salvation here on earth and now in this life. Our duty, therefore, our salvation, if we happen to be still bad, that we may be helped by Jesus to be good by repentance, by being repentant, by acknowledging our sinfulness. But if we are already good, that we may become better than we are. So immediately, may I recite again what has been said here many times, that the church is not made up of people who believe that they are better than the rest. No. The church is made up of people who wish humbly and work honestly to become better than they are here and now. So that is the challenge. Either we are good or we are bad. We must keep, you must make resolve to precisely change from bad to good, from good to better. How, therefore, must we work out our salvation? We have some answer in the Mass itself. At every Mass that we choose to attend, we pray, Lord, by the help of your mercy, may we always be free from sin and safe from all distress. But again I say that is very negative. Freedom from sin and safety from distress is very negative. What therefore should we be praying for? What we say at Mass, that Lord, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity. Peace and unity. How therefore do we make peace? Precisely, we have learned this already, since Jesus has said, blessed are the peacemakers. Peace is made, according to Saint Pope John the 23rd, I repeat, is anchored on truth, justice, love, and freedom. We should then be telling the truth. We should be observing justice. We should be showing love and respecting freedom. The church that we are the church. The church is not a building. The church is people. But I repeat, good and bad together. It is here in this world and now in this life that we work out our salvation by hoping to be set apart, made different from others with the virtues and the values that we hold and uphold. Then is there no other way of saving ourselves, of sanctifying ourselves? There is. Jesus has precisely instituted those seven sacraments. They are the ways and the means of God through Jesus and through His church, that the subjects of the kingdom, that the members of the church, good and bad, be changed. I repeat, from bad to good, from good to better. While we are still here in this world, while we are still living in this life, that is our duty and our salvation. Let us therefore continue to ask Our Lady of Fatima that we be helped by her prayers to God, that we may be transformed into the image of Jesus, the good are the righteous ones, that Jesus was trying to make better. But the unrighteous, the sinners, the bad, He has challenged to acknowledge their sins to become good. This is our life. Mary, help of Christians, mother of perpetual help, can precisely help us by her prayers to God, to Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. But here on earth, as we coexist with each other, let's try to be good and to do good. So here I pause for some of your questions and reflections on this matter. Focus on this last verse of the parable, that the banquet hall, The sala sa kombira sa kasal was filled to the brim with people, good and bad. That is the picture of the church in this world, now in this life.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Very nice reflection as we coexist with good and the bad, the thankful and the thankless. I will try to work with Jesus more closely this week by choosing peace over disunity. Reflection. Change from bad to good sometimes require other initiate it. By helping others to change from bad to good quality, make us good people, become better people.
We have already said that Jesus, our master, our teacher, was always teaching with authority to develop people and by example. So, it is our duty and our salvation to precisely allow ourselves to be taught by Jesus and develop. Pope Saint Paul the VI already has said to develop means, I say it again, it means to attempt to know more, do more, have more, and to be more human and humane. Other questions?
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
With the escalating conflict in Israel and Palestine, how can we help them as member of the church?
The escalating conflict
in Israel and Palestine, how can we help them as members of the church?
While Israel is at war, and there are people, there are men and women like any of us, Israel, remember, was God's chosen people before, but now they are quarreled with or against. How can we therefore help them? Remember, there are more civilians killed than soldiers, and the war is waged between soldiers, but lateral damage on the civilians. We pray. We establish more diplomatic relations with governments that they may establish peace and unity. I repeat, why are they quarreling, the Arabs in Palestine or the Hamas and the Israelites? Maybe political reasons or economic reasons, we still really cannot pinpoint the motive or the reason behind this war. But we know that killings, deaths are all there on television. We can see and we can hear how people are being killed and are dead. So we pray that much we can do. But our government should try to establish more diplomatic relations with those governments. We may say that the Hamas and the ISIS, like our Hok Balahaps here before, were just a group of people who do not understand the workings of a government. The Palestine government is not what is at war with Israel. It's the Hamas, the group that is a rebellious group within the city or the government of Palestine. Anyway, we shall continue to watch what's happening in the world today between Russia and Ukraine, between Israel and the Hamas within Palestine.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Thanks for emphasizing the importance of coexistence. Lots of war going on in the world. I feel this value is not being practiced enough, hoping and praying for peaceful coexistence in the world.
Remember, huh? The parable of the wheat and the weeds. The owner of the land sowed the seeds of wheat, which are good seeds, but while they were asleep, an enemy has done precisely sowing the seeds of weeds. So it's the enemy that has been creating or doing the bad thing. If we go back to Adam and Eve, Jesus created Adam and Eve with giving them freedom. But Satan entered into the picture, tempted Adam and Eve to abuse or misuse their freedom. That's why they sinned. God created the good and Satan did the bad thing.
Another question. Mayong buntag, Mons.
Hi.
Thanks for the reminder that only God can save a person. So, sa simbahan, even if we encounter people who we call hypocrites, thieves, immoral, they are also invited into the church as mentioned in the last verse of the gospel. Even if they are obvious sinners, we ourselves as sinners with different sins still need God's salvation.
That's what we have been saying. We cannot judge. We should not judge. Because what we see and what we hear is very superficial. According to the face, depende sa hechura. We cannot therefore condemn people or call them bad just because we feel we are good. No. We cannot judge people. Or as they say, you cannot judge the book by its cover. But precisely, it is covered as a book.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
I have a friend who says she is an atheist. I try my best to mention God in our conversation, and even pray for her to convert to Christianity. I know God will still save her, but I really am hoping that she will be able to experience a good church community that will welcome her with open arms.
So remember, in the Philippines, there are two kinds of atheists. I said this before and I say it again. There are theoretical atheists and practical atheists. The theoretical atheists are those Filipinos who believe, who think that there is no God. And the practical atheists are those who believe there is no God, but who behave. They believe there is a God, but who behave as if there were none. So I repeat, the theoretical atheists are those who believe, who think that there is no God. But the practical atheists believe there is a God, but they behave as if there were none. So take your pick. You can choose to be this or to be that kind of atheist.
Mons, yeah. I am now a senior citizen with health challenges, and I try to contribute by praying for others. Lisud sometimes to pray for peace for others when I am also praying for my own peace of mind to carry my cross. Just being truthful, Mons, but God's grace will guide me always.
That's true. We just have to try to believe and behave accordingly, at home and at work. There is always bad in the best of us, and there is always good in the worst of us. So, let us be humble to precisely think well, talk well, and act well towards others, just as we want them to think and talk and act well towards us. The golden rule.
Good morning, Monsieur Dakai.
Good morning.
In the Bible, it is written that the descendant of Ismael will always be at war with their neighbors. Are these the Palestine now?
They have always been a war-torn people. Palestine has always been a quarrelsome people. So we pray that at last they make peace. We say why God allows this to happen. As we have already said, God with his permissive will allows evil to exist because he has the power to draw what is good from this evil act. Now, the whole world is trying to help Israel and Palestine. The Red Cross is trying to precisely help the civilians especially.
Lumons.
Hello.
Sometimes I get tired and impatient in trying to understand those who do not believe in God, na I have the mindset, bahala na kaoy. I know this is not the right mindset, but naadyod times na masamukan ko sa ilang mindset. I pray for patience and understanding so that I can be compassionate in times when I am tested by my pride.
That's true. Let us just be humble to acknowledge our sinfulness. But with legitimate pride, let us also stand up on our principles.
Thank you for this reminder of the invitation of Jesus to all, good and bad. May we all accept the invitation and work to become worthy to attend the feast through the seven sacraments and share with others, especially our family, but easier to said than done, with the presence of many distractions in technology and media.
Thank you. Thank you. So that is it. While parts of the world are at war, here, thank God, we are still at peace with each other. Let us try to pray for them that they too may be peaceful and united. So we have tried to answer your questions and are pleasantly surprised with your reflections. And so now we ask for God's final blessing. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, see you again next Friday, God willing.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.